We're doing the Avat Chesed. We'll dedicate our learning to Sarah Chaya Bat Tanya Kohen. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing how careful we have to be not to forgo the opportunity to do Chesed. The Pasuk says a person has to be careful not to allow something to take his heart. Davarim levavcha v'lial, the removal of the yoke of heaven, and to say to himself, I don't want to give a loan because Shemitah is coming up and I might not get it back. So a person has to be careful not to forgo the possibility to do mitzvah. V'itbonen ha'adam, and a person should think for a minute, ilo haya acher koreo b'shem Belial, if someone else would dare call him, you Belial, you have no fear of heaven, you have no yoke of heaven. How angry we'd get at someone if he dared say that to us. Even if the person would call him that and no one else heard it. Just two people are sitting together and one would say to the other, you don't fear God, you have no respect for heaven. He'd be pretty upset at him. Even though he didn't shame him in front of others, the person would be upset over that. So how much more so a person should be bitter over himself. If he causes the Torah to call him a guy who does not have the yoke of heaven. The Torah says, a person who ignores the plight of the poor, a person who forgoes the capacity to give a loan, he forgoes the opportunity. He says, I don't want to because Shemitah is coming up and maybe I won't get it back. The Torah calls him a person who does not have the yoke of heaven. So if we'd be bothered if our friend called us that, how much more so should we be bothered if we do something that the Torah calls us that? And how much shame awaits a person up above if he forgoes the opportunity to do chesed with his fellow men. Yes, sir. Pause. You want something?
No, I want to know what we're learning.
Ah.